And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, May the 12th, 2009. It's the birthday of one of the great baseball catchers of all time, who then had a long-running career doing TV commercials, Yogi Berra, born Lawrence Peter Berra in St. Louis, Missouri in 1925. Got the nickname Yogi when he was a kid. The way he sat with his legs folded, he looked like a person practicing yoga. And he's had a third career as the coiner, we assume they're original, of yogiisms, the best known of which was uttered by him when his 1973 New York Mets team was down 9.5 games in the National League Eastern Division. Yogi Berra said, "It ain't over till it's over," and the Mets had a winning streak and came from behind to claim the division title. In the 1960s, after he kept seeing Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris hit back-to-back home runs over and over, Yogi Berra said, "It's like deja vu all over again." Yogi Berra, who also said, "Always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't come to yours. And when you come to a fork in the road, take it." It was on this day, 1935, the two founders of Alcoholics Anonymous first met in Akron, Ohio. Bill Wilson, who was a businessman recovering from his addiction, he was on a trip to Ohio, felt the need for a drink, wanted to stay sober, so he looked for the support of another person in his position. Someone introduced him to Dr. Bob Smith, who was a member of the Oxford Group, an evangelical Christian movement. And the two men discussed starting a support group for alcoholics, which turned out to be Alcoholics Anonymous. That was the title of the book that Bill Wilson wrote in 1939, Alcoholics Anonymous, the story of how more than 100 men have recovered from alcoholism. It described the 12-step program that they used. The first three were, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. We made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Many other groups today follow the same 12-step model. Clutterers Anonymous, Crystal Meth Anonymous, Debtors Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Online Gamers Anonymous, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, and Workaholics Anonymous. And it's the birthday of the comedian George Carlin, born New York City, 1937, the first man to host Saturday Night Live, and famous for his seven dirty words routine back in the 1970s, the seven words that were banned from radio, which eventually came up before the U.S. Supreme Court, which in 1978, in a 5-4 decision, affirmed that the federal government is entitled to regulate speech on the radio that the FCC considers offensive. George Carlin, who died last June at the age of 71. Here's a poem for today by Michael Chitwood entitled Praise. Physical therapists have opened a clinic in the office next to mine. This morning, one of them is treating a cystic fibrosis patient. The patient lies face down on a table, and the therapist slaps up and down the back with open hands. It loosens the mucus building up in the lungs. Through the wall, it sounds like one person giving a long, determined standing ovation. Finally, I've listened long enough and go out for a walk. The church across the street has just reseeded its lawn, and the caretaker is trying to shoo away pigeons that are feeding in the straw. "Get, get," he shouts, and claps his hands. The pigeons rise in unison and swirl away with a sound like gloved applause. Praise, a poem by Michael Chitwood from his collection entitled From Whence, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.